Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thank you very much, Tim. How amazing. He goes off to compete in the Commonwealth Games, leaving me in charge. A very good afternoon to you, my friends. My name is Stuart Henry, and it is truly incredible to find myself back in my old radio station, Radio 1, because I never thought they'd ever let me through the door again. But Jim has fixed it. So, let's get organized. I left the Beeb originally in 1975, so I thought it might be a good idea to concentrate on the following year, 1976, which gives me an opportunity of playing some of the great sounds that I didn't get spinning first time around on Radio 1. So let's go with Mr. Elton John and the only number one a man ever enjoyed. He was with Kiki D at the time. Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, number one at the top this week 10 years ago. You're listening to the Triple Top 10 Show, my friends, which, as you know, always gives you a little bit more.
When your body's head,
those are the Americans, Dr. Hook. Sadly, the band has broken up, so we won't hear any more of their sounds. That was number two 10 years ago, a little bit more. In the charts recently, we just had Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye, helped there by adverts on the television for jeans. Now, 10 years ago, there was also a song that was helped into the charts by appearing in a jeans commercial. It came from the man named David Dundas. 10 years ago, it had moved up this week to number three.
When I wake up.
Now then, guys and girls, many people have said that I am not all there, and today, definitely, I am not here at all, because my good friend Stuart Henry is playing the records for me. But only for this week, you understand, while Jim is competing in the Commonwealth Games here in Edinburgh. Actually, it's very fitting that we should be working together once again in Edinburgh, because not only is this my hometown, but it was also the place back in the 60s when I was just an inexperienced pirate disc jockey that I first met one of my idols, a man who had an extraordinary habit at that time of dyeing his hair tartan. James Savile and I did our first show together in Edinburgh in the 60s, so it's very fitting that we should be doing another one in the 80s. Also, it's amazing, considering I'm in a wheelchair and he's an old-age pensioner, that we should still be playing records for a living. I think we might end up doing this on the radio forever and ever. That's the guy that used to be the lead singer of a nice band called Aphrodite's Child in the 60s. But in the 70s, he had a huge solo career. Just been remembering one of the hit records 10 years ago, number four, called Forever and Ever, by the man who is no stranger to hijacking. He is no stranger to weight loss either, because I understand he has shed a few pounds. And that is something that James Savile will definitely have done by the time he finishes the mountain race here in Edinburgh in the Commonwealth Games. Because you see, Jim is, even as I speak, running up this mini mountain we have in Edinburgh called King Arthur's Seat. He runs all the way up to the top of the hill, and then he has to run all the way down to the bottom and return to Meadowbank Stadium where the race began. So we'll send him all our good wishes with this record from Dorothy Moore, which climbed up to number five this week 10 years ago. Immaculate voice of Dorothy Moore, Misty Blue, in the charts 10 years ago. Well, in the charts in the 80s, we just had many remixes, especially from the band name of Tavares. Here's the original of a song called Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, that dropped down to number six 10 years ago. Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Wonder if his name could be Jimmy Savile or Stuart Henry.
Sound
Leonard Tavares right there. He must be missing an angel. And a very good afternoon to my friends. Hey there. This is Stuart Henry looking after Jim's show while he's away competing in the Commonwealth Games here in Edinburgh in Scotland. Now, the UK, that's not a place that I find myself in very much these days. Because you see, I live and work over in Luxembourg with the lovely tall blonde lady I had the good fortune to marry a couple of years ago. Ollie and I work for a local radio station in the middle of Europe called Community. And on the old record, Community Club, let's remember the man happens.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
Sound of the Manhattans, number 7 in the charts. 10 years ago, Kiss and Say Goodbye. Before these words came out my mouth, saying them, of course, to Radio 1 10 years ago, I used to spend a lot of time going up and down the country doing live shows with the Radio 1 Club. And we very often had a lovely soul band appearing live on the program called Jimmy James and the Vagabonds, just about to play one of their hit records. All this activity, of course, happened before I got diagnosed with MS, because multiple sclerosis really impedes moving about the country. I tell you what, if anybody ever asks you to contribute, i.e. give money, towards research for MS, can I just say that I, for one, would be very, very grateful? Tell you what, instead of waiting till tomorrow, as Jimmy James says, now is the time.
Now is the time.
That's Jimmy James and the Vagabonds in the charts 10 years ago. Well, my friends, I have really enjoyed being back here on Radio 1, but it looks as though my wee stint is over, because they tell me that Jim will be taking over the reins after the next record. So I'd like to thank very much Johnny Beerling, controller of Radio 1, and also Mr. James Saffel, OBE, for fixing it for me to be back on my old radio station. So from me, to Henry, until I talk to you again, look after yourself, my friends. Let's run free.
What's the sense in sharing?
AirCheckDownloads.com.